بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the Ramadan Quran reflection taken from Juz 11. In this Quran reflection, we will be discussing about the characteristics, the qualities of a believer. In Surah 9, Ayat 112, the believing strives are those who turn repentant to Allah, worship Him, make a journey, bow, prostrate in prayer, bid what is right and forbid what is wrong, and keep the limits of Allah and give good news to the believers. We are going to separate this into the 9 qualities that were discussed and briefly speak about them, inshallah. Number 1. The believing strivers are those who turn repentant to Allah. Whenever they commit a fault, they immediately regret and turn to Allah in repentance. Number 2, worship Him. They always worship the Lord. Number 3, praise Him. They always praise Him for the bounties He has bestowed upon them. Number 4, make a journey. That is, in the way of Allah and for fulfilling their religious duties, they are always busy moving. An example of what it is meant by moving is in order to settle reconciliation between two Muslims, one travels to their home. Number 5, bow. They bow down in prayers before Allah. Number 6, prostrate in prayer. They put their forehead on the ground, and this act, along with the bowing, is an act of humility before one's Lord. Number 7, bid what is right. Besides that, they themselves are generally good. They invite others to do goodness too. Number 8, and forbid what is wrong. They themselves do not approach committing sins, but also warn others to refrain from committing immorality and committing grievous sins. Number 9, and the last one, and keep the limits of Allah. They continuously try to protect the limits ordained by Allah and not to transgress them ever. In order to protect the limits of Allah, they must both fight against the outward enemy and struggle to rid their inward corruption. As it is said in Quran, in Surah Al-Talaq, Ayat 1, and whoever goes beyond the limits of Allah, he indeed does injustice to his own soul. Wa akhiru dawana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.